Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
And a good Tuesday morning, Philadelphia. I'm Andrew Salchunas in for Anthony today. Connor Thomas sitting in my seat. We welcome you into the midday show as we continue to react to everything that happened to the Eagles on Sunday. And really, because of how bad it was, we react to everything that happened this year. That's the worst part. I still do this, you know, still at this point, I'm miserable because of how bad it was that we can't just talk about the game. It was so bad that it made us think about so many other questions, right? It makes us think, all right, how close is this team actually, right? How much do they benefit from the schedule? What about the quarterback, which we will be talking about a lot today? And I'm telling you now, we're going to be talking about a lot during the offseason. It's going to kind of remind me of the days of, should Carson Wentz stay or go? Oh, wait, that was 1 year ago. 1 year ago. And, of course, all the do the deals for Marcus Mariota, all that kind of stuff. Because let's face it, the quarterback is the most important position in all of sports. So when you have a question when it comes to the quarterback, you're going to talk about it every day for like 4 hours every day. More so than 4 hours because there's multiple shows on the radio station. But me personally, I'll be talking about it with Anthony or today with Connor for 4 hours every single day because it's such a big question and it's such a big piece of this team. And as we've talked about a couple of times this year, the Eagles have some pieces on this team. They have a top offensive line in all of football, one of the top offensive line in all of football. Their wide receivers, Devontae Smith, I still think is going to be a star. I still hear people questioning whether or not he's going to be a star, or if he's just like a he's the number one now on this roster. No, I think he's going to be a very, very good football player. Do I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer? I don't know. It's too early to tell, but it's, you know, it's pretty apparent. The guy breaks Deshaun Jackson's rookie record, which was not something to just ignore. I know that there are rookie wide receivers coming in the NFL every single year that are close to 1,000 yards receiving or getting over 1,000 yards receiving. I get it, but the Eagles haven't had that. Like, we know the history of wide receivers here in Philadelphia. So Devontae Smith to come in here to be underutilized, mind you, to be underutilized and still break Deshaun Jackson's rookie record, to me, that's pretty telling that this guy's going to be a phenomenal player in the NFL for a decade plus. I think he's going to be a hell of a player, and hopefully it's all the time here in Philadelphia because Deshaun Jackson should have been an all-time Eagle. But unfortunately, Chip Kelly and reporters running with fake gang stories for clicks or what, I don't know. Deshaun Jackson was not a forever Eagle here. Devontae Smith hopefully will be. But you have pieces, right? Dallas Goedert, I know he dropped a couple of big passes this year, but Dallas Goedert's a hell of a tight end. Is he a top three? I don't think so, but he's a pretty damn good tight end. Miles Sanders, I still have my questions with, you know, for all kinds of reasons. I'll be honest, I don't get the guy sometimes, even on a personal level. Like, you're down 24-0. You get a 12-yard run and you're pounding your chest like, yo, dude, you're down 24-0. You got no, your plays here. Come on, man. You know, Miles Sanders, I have my questions. I don't want to say issues, but my questions with, even in terms of talent, even though he had a pretty damn good season this year. I'm not going to ignore that. And then defensively, you're pretty bare. You have Darius Slay, who is a hell of a cornerback, right? Pro Bowl cornerback. But then after that, what do you got? You got an aging defensive line with Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham. Thoughts and prayers to Josh Sweat. He had the serious, you know, illness earlier this week, and he tried playing. You know, I'm glad that he didn't, right? Just take your time. He's an okay player. I don't think he's a top edge rusher in this NFL by any means, but he's a nice role player. Derek Barnett's going to be gone. Milton Williams showed flashes in his rookie season, but is Milton Williams going to be a complete game changer? I don't know. Javon Hargrave is a nice player, but he slowed down once defenses start double-teaming him as opposed to Fletcher Cox. So defense is pretty bare. And then you get into the conversation about the three first-round picks. So basically what I'm getting at here is because of how bad it was on Sunday, I think a lot of people started talking about just how far away the Eagles actually are or how close the Eagles actually are. And I think we found out that they're still pretty far away from being legit Super Bowl contenders when they get completely blown out by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 31-15. And I say completely blown out because the Eagles scored two garbage time touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Let's face it, they are garbage time touchdowns. The Buccaneers weren't playing defense, with ferocity at that point. So it was two garbage time touchdowns, 31-0 going into the fourth quarter. They got blown out. And it comes back to the quarterback. It comes back to talented players on defense, or lack thereof, talented players on defense. And, of course, Jonathan Gannon. Like, when I did the postgame show on Sunday, I tried so hard not to make it a Jalen Hurts show because it wasn't all on Jalen Hurts. The Eagles losing on Sunday was not all on Jalen Hurts. And if you've ever listened to me on the air, you know that I don't think Jalen Hurts is the answer moving forward. I've been saying it for months now. I said it last year when they overdrafted him in the second round. And plus, by the way, let me remind you, they drafted him to be a backup. Like, he was not drafted to be the starting quarterback here in Philadelphia. He was drafted to be the backup to Carson Wentz. But obviously, S hit the fan and things fell apart. Wentz is no longer here. Jalen Hurts is the starting quarterback because they really had no other options. And they looked for other options. They had no other options. So Jalen Hurts was the starting quarterback this year. And we said, all right, let's see what he got. Let's see what he has. Is he the guy? So Sunday during postgame, I tried so hard not to make it a Jalen Hurts show. And yet there are a lot of calls about Jalen Hurts. Because let's face it, it wasn't all on him. It was Hurts. It was the game plan by Nick Sirianni. It was, of course, the game plan by Jonathan Gannon. And somehow this guy has three coaching interviews this week. Three! And I saw tweets. I'll read one from Albert Breer later today where he's talking about how, oh man, he's got a lot of pedigree in the NFL. How? The dude's like 17 years old, and in his one major opportunity being the defensive coordinator to the Philadelphia Eagles, he sucked all year. He was a terrible defensive coordinator. There was not one good moment for Jonathan Gannon this year, and yet he's getting coaching opportunities, which to me is crazy. But I look at this team and I go, all right, well, just where are they? Are they actually close? Or are they actually kind of far away? And did the schedule really help them out? And we'll talk about this all today until 2 o'clock at 610-632-0975. But something that I really want to start off with, and of course, it's the quarterback, right? Because I tried so hard not to make it a Jalen Hurts show on Sunday, and because yesterday, obviously, it was Anthony and Mike, so I sat back, right? Yesterday was such a great show with Anthony Gargano and Mike Missanelli for 4 hours. I had such a good time just sitting back and listening. But today, I get to talk a little bit more. And today, I do want to start off with Jalen Hurts. Because yesterday, and I know you're listening, I'm not going to say the name, but I know you're listening. Somebody was texting me nonstop about Jalen Hurts and about how, you know, he's better than what people say he is. And last night, the Arizona Cardinals played, and I think Kyler Murray's still a talented quarterback, but Kyler Murray was terrible. So then he's texting me last night saying, I guess the Cardinals need to draft a new quarterback, or I guess the Cardinals need to go after somebody. I know that there are many big Jalen Hurts fans in the city of Philadelphia. Big fans. So I'm warning you right now to the diehard Jalen Hurts supporters, it is going to be a tough offseason for you. It's going to be a hard one because I'm telling you right now, based off of the tone of callers in the last 2 days since the Eagles playoff game came to an end against the Bucks, the majority are out on Jalen Hurts or they just don't believe he's the guy moving forward. I will tell you that there's still a possibility that Jalen Hurts could be the quarterback next year. Like, he could be. If they can't get Russell Wilson, if they can't get Aaron Rodgers, if they don't go after Derek Carr because his name's been thrown out there recently, if they don't get Kenny Pickett, or if they don't fall in love with any of the other quarterbacks in the draft, Jalen Hurts might be the starting quarterback next year. And I don't think that's like the end of the world. I just don't think you're going to win anything next year. I really don't. So he could still be the quarterback next year, and you could have another year of defending Jalen Hurts. But there was something that the morning show did today, John Kincaid, that I found very interesting because it was kind of what I said on Sunday during postgame. And Connor Thomas, you were a part of the morning show. You're working double duty today. I always appreciate you doing that. And I want to get your thoughts on this. John brought up a kind of, a metaphor with the professor. And if a student has a decent year as a student, right? Like, not, he doesn't have an A going into the final exam, but, he's B minus C.
Yeah, he's right around there.
C's get degrees. Listen, Temple made Temple proud.
Don't we know it.
C's get degrees, dude. Hey, you saw me playing Wordle this morning?
Yeah, it took you a little bit.
Some of those words aren't in the dictionary that I typed out there, you know? So C's get degrees. I know the deal. But I also knew when it came down to it, you bet your ass I studied my ass off for the final because sometimes I needed an A to get to pass the class, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I had that freshman year. I needed a 92 on a final to pass the class.
Oh, you get it?
I got a 96.
My man.
Yeah. Because it wasn't a hard class.
Why were you getting a 96? Now I sound like your parents.
I'll get there. You know, that's another story for another day. I missed 2 weeks of class because of sickness. And because it was my freshman year of college, I didn't know that you had to still do stuff, even though you weren't at class. And so I missed a paper and a test. So I got zeros on two major grades.
Hey, you passed.
I passed. That's all that matters. But that's because I did well in the final exam. Now, I like what John was talking about. The final exam for Jalen Hurts was this past Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And he was awful. He played, I would say, his second worst game of his career. His worst was the Giants game earlier this year where they had four turnovers and still had a chance to win. Didn't. Jalen Reagor drops two potential game-winning touchdown passes. That's not on Jalen Hurts. That's on Jalen Reagor. But that was his worst game of his career. This past Sunday, he came up very small. And I had this conversation with Tyler, which is why I found it interesting that John brought up this kind of metaphor. On postgame with Tyler Zuli, he and I kind of got into a Jalen Hurts debate. And Tyler can't ignore everything that happened this year and just react to what happened on Sunday against the Bucs. And this was immediately after the game, right? Tyler is a deep thinker, whereas I'm kind of a reactionary guy. But if we're being honest with ourselves, totally honest with ourselves, the Eagles got to the playoffs because the schedule was very weak. And if you listen to the show, you know that I knew that, but you also knew that I was enjoying every second of it, right? Like, I didn't like, oh, who cares if they make the playoffs? The schedule was weak. No, I was enjoying every freaking second of it, and I was being called a fanboy because of it. Like, I was having a good time leading up to the playoffs. But I know to also sit back and go, all right, they played Garrett Gilbert. They played Jake Fromm in the neck, Mike Glennon, for the second half of that Giants game. They played a lot of bad teams the second half of the season. Zach Wilson and the Jets. And they didn't play well in those games. The game where they beat the Giants 34-10, it was 3-3 at halftime. And Hurts looked awful. The offense looked awful. It was 3-3 at halftime against Jake Fromm. They at one point were trailing 10-0 to Garrett Gilbert. They at one point were trailing 10-0 again to the Washington football team with Taylor Heinicke. They were losing at the end of the first quarter to the New York Jets. Like, they did not even play well the second half of the schedule. They just kind of were the better of some really bad teams. So when they go up against a legit team in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I can't help but go, hey, this is something that I'm really going to look at in terms of my decision-making moving forward at the quarterback position, head coach, defensive coordinator, even though I was already out on Jonathan Gannon. Like, I used that game as a big, big, you know, sort of area to look at data, right? And when you needed to throw in that game to win, and it's not just that game, it's all football games. You need to be able to throw. You need to be able to complete not 80% of your passes like quarterbacks did against the Eagles this year, but you need to be, what, 70%? And you need to be able to throw with a zip. Like, I was watching Josh Allen on Saturday night. It was 6 degrees out, and he's throwing 50-yard bombs downfield. Jalen Hurts is playing in Tampa, and it floated to the end zone, which led to the interception. It was a hell of a play by the safety. It was, for him to be able to read that situation.
But still, that ball's got to get there.
It just took so long to get there. And it's not just arm strength with Jalen Hurts. Quez Watkins is about to break his route and be wide open. And the broadcast pointed it out. A lot of other people, Dan Orlovsky has pointed it out a lot. And Dan Orlovsky said that Jalen Hurts is the guy. Now all of a sudden he might be backtracking. Shocker. You know, there's all these guys are pointing out that Quez Watkins was about to break his route and be wide open. Jalen Hurts was in a clean pocket. And what did he do? I'll show you on YouTube. I put my head down for the YouTube audience.
In fairness, it was down and to the left. It wasn't just straight down.
He puts his head down the second he feels any sort of pressure. And if you watch the play, there was no pressure. He had a clean pocket to step up in and make the throw. So it's not just arm strength. It's, you know, being able to read the defense and being able to not just a one-read quarterback and all these kind of things. I went through it yesterday. Somebody posted Jalen Hurts' scouting report coming out of college, Alabama and Oklahoma. And it was his draft profile, and it was the weaknesses. And every weakness that they labeled was accurate. And we saw it this year. Now, again, his pros, as opposed to his cons, are great leader, athletic, winner, right? All of these things. And all those things are true. Like, you know, every pro is also accurate. But the cons sometimes outweigh the pros. We've done this exercise in life. You've been in a relationship with somebody where you have said, all right, do the pros outweigh the cons? And it's probably been no, and it was hard to move on, but you eventually moved on. For the diehard Jalen Hurts fans, those cons may just outweigh the pros. And sometimes you might have to say, why should I settle? Why should I settle? If I think there's a better option out there, like a Russell Wilson, like an Aaron Rodgers, I still find it crazy, Connor. Crazy that people go, well, you can't trade for Aaron Rodgers because he could be out of the league in 4 years. Okay. Well, is Jalen Hurts going to be here in five?
It's a great question. And Aaron Rodgers might leave you with two Super Bowls out of those 4 years.
And that's my thing. How many times have you done the, I swear I would trade 10 years of bad, you know, I'd give up 10 years of football for one Super Bowl. We've all done it. We've all said it. So, okay, you trade for Aaron Rodgers. You get to the big dance, two out of the 4 years he's here. You come up close, the other two, he's no longer here. Okay, now it's time to rebuild. You got to the Super Bowl twice. And what if I guarantee you that you win one of them? That means the Eagles won two Super Bowls in a span of 10 years.
Yeah, I'll take that.
That's pretty awesome. But there's people that, you can't trade for Aaron Rodgers because it's going to hurt your future. Well, if you just kind of sit with this quarterback and Devontae Smith doesn't develop and other guys don't develop and you're finishing around 500 every single year because that's the kind of quarterback that I think Jalen Hurts is. I think he's a guy that can win games in the NFL. I don't think he sucks, right? Like, I think he can be a starting quarterback. He can be a bridge quarterback. He can be a great backup that's going to win you 3 to 4 games if your quarterback's out for an extended period of time. Like, I think he's a talented player that you can build an offense around. You can. But what it comes down to, Eagles-Buccaneers, Eagles-Rams, because the Rams move on in the playoffs. You know, the Cowboys are out of the playoffs, but Eagles-Cowboys, they beat you up twice this year. The second game, you played nobody. Eagles-Packers. The teams that are still in the playoffs or the other teams that have been eliminated. Are the Eagles keeping up with any of those teams?
Doesn't look like it.
You just saw it on Sunday. They couldn't. Tom Brady goes down the field with ease. Now, again, the defense was not any good, and Jonathan Gannon is a terrible defensive coordinator, and I will stand by my statement that I don't understand how he's getting coaching job interviews. I think it's ridiculous. The defense is that bad, but Brady goes down the field with ease. And then it's such a struggle for you to get anything going offensively because if your ground game's not working, then what? And you saw what Tampa did. Tampa took away the run, said, go ahead, Jalen, beat us with your arm, and he goes 23 of 43. So should I base my opinion on one game? No, I've been basing it off of 22 starts now. But this past Sunday, when you needed a quarterback to really step up and make throws downfield and keep you in a game, he couldn't do it. So, Connor, I'll ask you, and I'll ask the audience today at 610-632-0975, because that's how we're kind of starting. And I got a lot of Eagles stuff today. Connor, you saw the show sheet. It's four pages deep,
we got
man.
So much.
I got a lot of stuff to get into. But, like, we got to be honest here. I know we are fans of players, right? But I look at Jalen Hurts, and I have a lot of questions, and those questions really came to light on Sunday. Is he a guy that you feel legitimately comfortable with as a franchise quarterback? And we're going to do an exercise later today about the legit franchise quarterbacks in the NFL. And when I say franchise, I don't mean a guy that plays for you for 5-6 years. I mean a guy that you go, all right, that dude's going to win me something. Is Hurts that guy? And can you base it off of one game?
Yeah, so you can't base it on that one game. It's weird. We're going back to the school analogy real quick. It's almost like, so you talk about a final exam. It's like he started the year taking pre-calculus, And then the last couple weeks of the season, he was taking finger painting. And then the final exam is on calculus. It's like, it's not apples to oranges when it comes to the teams he played. So that's why I can't put stock into it. Like, he's shown he can beat teams in the NFL consistently if those teams are bad teams.
Mm-hmm.
So the key word I think you used in that whole opening was settling. The pros to me outweigh the cons with Jalen Hurts, but not enough to the point where you can compete for a championship. And for that reason, he can't be your long-term guy right now. Now, maybe crazy develops over the next couple months until we see him again in September.
Well, that'll lead me to a tweet from Brandon Lee Gallen. He put this out this morning, and I saw it this morning. It caught my eye, and I'm going to read it on the other side. Based off of what you just said, maybe he crazy develops. I'm going to read that tweet, and I also have a tweet from Dom Lewis that I want to get to on the other side. I'll read it right now. Are you seriously comparing Josh Allen to Jalen Hurts? And then he continued. He's out on the show today. Dom, why is it unfair to compare the two?
It's not.
What if I want Josh Allen? Is that wrong of me to want a top five quarterback?
No, you're going to
have to beat
those
guys that are winning.
Right. This is your competition. It's not like the Eagles are in a different league than Josh Allen.
So I'm going to expand on that tweet coming up. 10 o'clock hour brought to us by Winter Nation. Take advantage of Winter Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit WinterNation.com. The Brandon Gallen tweet I'm going to read on the other side is kind of, it's going to tell you where I'm at. All right. And then, Dom, I'll expand on your tweet as well. 610-632-0975. I see Nick, Tim, and Marvin open lines after that. I'm Andrew Salchunas filling in for the Cuz right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
11:32, 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Andrew Salchunas filling in for the Cuz. Connor Thomas sitting in my chair today. 11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. This segment, we're going to sort of run through who we believe are the franchise quarterbacks, the legit franchise quarterbacks in the NFL. There's going to be some projection as well, right? Because some guys are still very young in their careers, and we'll figure that out. And a lot of it has to do with what they have done so far in their careers or just the idea of what they could do, right? Which is why people keep on saying you can't say that Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts, you can't compare the two. Well, I can, because you also saw the flashes in Josh Allen because of the arm talent early on in his career. And yeah, we had our caller bring up that they brought in Stephon Diggs and look how much that helped him. Well, it's not like it's all that bad here. With the weapons that they have here in Philadelphia. It's a lot better, as Connor said, it's a lot better than what the former quarterback had, and this is not saying that he was given a tough deal here in Philly, because he's an absolute mess, and he had good weapons in Indianapolis. He's a mess, but the point is, it's basically what you see out of the quarterback, and whether or not you believe they are a franchise quarterback, and my biggest thing is I don't want to settle. We get very comfortable, and I don't want to settle. I want the best. Call me a millennial, that I want everything.
Why would that be a millennial thing? That's a,
I don't know,
normal, smart sports fan thing, in my opinion.
I saw somebody on our YouTube chat. Shout out YouTube. Sorry I'm late saying hello today. I saw, microwave society, right? Yeah. Okay. Is that a problem? Like, if I want something now, is that a problem that I want something now?
No.
Right? Like, why? Like, why is that? Why? Oh, you're such a millennial. Why? Okay. I wish it was like that for the previous generations, that you wanted something right away.
It's okay to expect good things to happen quickly.
Yeah. Right? Like, I know that there are areas in life where I shouldn't, right? Like, I'm not going to be a host tomorrow, right? I got time to grow in this industry, and I absolutely love working with Anthony, right? I enjoy it. But if somebody came up to me and said, "Hey Andrew, you're going to be the new host of this show." Am I going to say no?
Yeah, that microwave society, if you do say yes.
That's the thing. Like, what am I going to say? No? So if somebody comes up to me and goes, "Hey, Aaron Rodgers, it's going to cost you 2 first-round picks and a second-round pick and a third-round pick, but you're going to get to the Super Bowl this year." Oh, no. I don't want that to happen. I don't want them to get to the Super Bowl because it might hurt me 5 years from now. I might be dead 5 years from now.
Whoa. You're a pretty healthy guy. Come on.
Yeah, but you never know what happens. So why wouldn't I? That's why Eagles aren't going anywhere. I'm not excited about this playoff run. The fact that they're enjoying it. Who knows what's going to happen? The Eagles could sell the team. Like, we don't know what happens. You can't predict the future. So, yes, Aaron Rodgers may hurt you with your draft capital for years to come, but if he gets you to the Super Bowl, who gives a damn? Why is that a millennial thing, Connor?
It's not.
Why?
It's absolutely not.
You know what I'm not thinking about today, Connor?
What?
The 2027 Philadelphia Eagles. I'm not thinking about them.
With quarterback Arch Manning?
Like, I'm thinking about the 2022 Philadelphia Eagles. And how they have talented offensive players, and maybe they're an Aaron Rodgers away. Not that I think they're going to get Rodgers. I'm not being delusional here. But all I'm saying is, for the people that give me the, "Oh, I don't want Aaron Rodgers." Why? Why don't you want them?
I can't give you an answer, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, it's going
to
hurt the draft. And who cares? There are kids in middle school right now that would be playing for the 2027 Eagles, I guess, right? 5 years from now? They're in 8th grade? Nah, that doesn't make any sense. No, because you have to play 1 year in college. So 6 years from now. But still, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand why people have their, you got to see if Jalen Hurts is the quarterback for the next 3 years. Why? Why should I do that? Forgive me for being a millennial. All right, let's go back to the phones. Joe in West Philly. Joe, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Joe.
You know what? I'm going to get on the millennials a bit, too. I mean, this is the millennial for me. A millennial is the only person looking at running backs and D-backs and go, "What did you ever win? What did they ever win?" The only person looking at backup players and go, "What did they ever win?" I mean, millennials, it is a microwave society. I mean, sometimes you guys talk like you're going to build a quarterback in a lab somewhere. Let me get this arm.
Oh, hold on, because I got to defend for my fellow millennial here. I love good cornerback play, so I don't know where that's coming from. Running back. You have your Derrick Henrys of the world, but I don't know if you need Derrick Henry to win. You know what I'm saying? Like, James White is a hell of a running back. He won a couple titles with Tom Brady. He's a hell of a running back because of Tom Brady.
I mean, I just think millennials a little. All right, for instance, Jared Goff and Carson Wentz was 1 and 2 in the draft. You know what I mean? You pick out the guys' names y'all want: Herbert, Josh Allen. I mean, but Carson Wentz and Jared Goff was 1 and 2. They neither one of them have any arm talent. That's why they're not with.
Well, Wentz has arm talent. He's just a knucklehead.
Wentz is like Wild Thing without his glasses. What's the point? You know what I mean? It's like, what's the point? You know, that's not arm talent to me.
Yeah, but that's not a millennial thing. The NFL is the reason why they went 1 and 2. Not millennials. What are you talking about?
I just think you guys.
I'm not the reason why Jared Goff got picked first overall.
Jared Goff wasn't first overall, was he?
Yeah, but I wasn't the reason why. That's what I'm saying. Like, what do you mean?
I mean, I think you guys will look more in the lab video games. I think it's a video
game. How is this a millennial thing?
I mean, I think your guys pick overalls and, you know, you look at man passing. I mean.
Wait a minute. Is Howie Roseman a millennial?
I would say no.
He drafted Carson Wentz. What are you talking about, Joe? This isn't a millennial. This isn't an age thing.
I mean, I never seen guys talk about backup quarterback. What have you ever done? Running back. What have you ever won? What have you ever done? I mean, that's a millennial thing to me. What are you talking about? What has the wide receiver ever done? What have you ever won?
Who's saying that?
All right, that's a millennial thing to me.
Who says that?
I think the younger kid generation, they love saying that kind of thing. What did you ever win? What did he ever win? I like what's the guy for the Angels? What did he ever win? I mean, he's the best player in baseball, but what, you know, that's all you're going to hear from him.
Who's saying that?
Millennials. That's the thing they
say. No, they're not. Yeah, okay. I was the one who wanted Bryce Harper here, and I had to hear from Joe in South Philly going, no, he makes too much money. And he wasn't a millennial, Joe in South Philly? Like, what are you talking about, Joe?
All right, can I get back to the Eagles thing?
Yes, you're the one that threw me off.
All right, so when you get in the Eagles, when you got that much draft capital that the Eagles got, I don't think you mess around in the draft. I mean, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson are available. I mean, really available to come here. You know what I mean? I think if you're going to make a move for a quarterback and you got 3 first-round picks plus, you know what I mean, whatever else you got going for yourself, I think that's the route you go. I mean, Russell is 30.
Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Everything is cleared. And
yeah, obviously.
That's the big if, man.
Yeah, it's the big if. I mean, believe me, I think somebody...
20, gotcha. I got you, Joe. I got you. So, yeah, I mean, the Deshaun Watson thing, listen, if he's... Even if there's one that says he did something, I don't want him here. All right?
Fair.
Is that fair?
Totally fair.
Right? Like, one... And I don't care about how talented the player is. I don't want him here. And listen, there's still a chance that he's here. Like, if we're being completely honest with ourselves, just because you and I don't want him, there's still a chance that he's here. And then what? Like, I'm still going to talk about the Eagles. It's my job. But, like, I don't have to be okay with it. Like, I'm going to be very disappointed.
We went through this with the Phillies literally this past season.
Yeah. He also stinks. Yeah. Like, I hated him as a ball player, Odubel. I now hate him as a man. Well, he's not even a man. Like, Odubel is not a man. He's scum. He also stunk. Like, I know that there are people that are going to ignore things because Deshaun Watson's talented. There will be people that ignore everything that he's done because he's talented.
And some of those people may be in charge of some personnel decisions for the Eagles.
No, that's totally true. All right, so the franchise quarterback. The millennial thing. What the hell is that?
I have no idea.
Like, what?
If he had just said, like, this younger generation doesn't value running backs. Okay. And then we could have a conversation about why we don't.
Joe.
The wide receiver.
Joe, the NFL doesn't value running backs.
Like,
the NFL doesn't. Like, the majority.
No, but Andrew, it was millennials' fault that Jared Goff went 1 overall.
Like, that was one of the more the end was terrible. But the beginning of the call was extremely confusing. I didn't get it. Say what you want about millennials. Listen, I hate half the people I was born around the same age with. I really do.
Well, that's because you're like a 70-year-old man.
Yeah, I know. I know. I hate half the people that I talk to. That like half the people I graduate with, I hate it. So I'm like, wow, you suck. Like,
you talked to me and Dylan McKinnon today. We're both millennials. Pick one. You said half.
Dylan. I've told you before, if I didn't know you, I would hate you. Those words came out of my mouth.
Those have come out multiple times, I think.
If I didn't know you, I would hate you.
Man, right in the heart.
But, you know, we've built this relationship, and this is why I love you, man. I love you.
Love
but
you
if,
too, bud.
But if I saw you at a bar one day and I didn't know who you were, I would say that I don't like that guy. I hope he doesn't come over here. I don't like that dude. But yeah, the millennial thing, like, it's not my fault that Jared Goff got drafted first overall. What are you talking about? That's up there for one of the oddest calls. All right. So the franchise quarterbacks in the NFL, and again, franchise quarterback should not be a term that we throw out loosely, just like ace of a staff. And I brought that up for a reason, right? There are number one pitchers on a staff, but I don't think there's an ace. So Aaron Nola was a number one pitcher for the Phillies for 2 seasons. I never thought he had ace-like stuff, where I said, oh, it's Nola Day, it's a W. I never said that in any start for Aaron Nola. Except for like when he first started. Like, he was a freak when he first came in the league.
The Cy Young voting year was
But
something.
You you know me. As soon as Zach Wheeler came here, I said, oh, well, he's the ace of the staff.
Yeah.
Now he was the number two, but he was the ace of the staff. Like Roy Halladay, an ace. Jeremy Hellickson was the opening day starter for the Phillies a few years ago. He's the number five on a good day, right? So he was the number one on the staff, but not an ace. There are quarterbacks like Matt Ryan, who could be a quarterback for one team for a very long time. I never liked him. Like, I know he put up some monster years. I was never a Matt Ryan fan. Now, I would imagine that people would call him a franchise quarterback. Not now, like moving forward. But probably 5-6 years ago, I was probably out on an island. I just
like 2015, 2016, he's a franchise guy.
I just never thought he was going to win anything. Nor did he.
You've been right.
I didn't like Matt Ryan, right? Jimmy Garoppolo, the 49ers gave up decent capital to get him. Because he played like 10 good games for the Patriots. I did not think that Jimmy Garoppolo would turn into a franchise quarterback, nor did the Niners anymore, because they drafted Trey Lance, right? So franchise quarterback, not just being on a team for a long time, but guys that you think can actually win you something. I never thought Matt Ryan would win the big dance. I thought Carson Wentz would, so I'm wrong, right? Like, you could be wrong at times. So the current franchise quarterbacks in the NFL. And it's not just numbers too, right? Because I'm going to go through, like, the list I just have in front of me is the leading passing yards in the NFL, right? And Kirk Cousins pretty high on this list. Kirk Cousins is not a franchise.
Absolutely not.
Kirk Cousins will be a starting quarterback his entire career. If he gets moved on from Minnesota, he's going to start wherever he goes. Billy Barnwell thought that the Eagles should trade for Kirk Cousins. On ESPN.com. That was the dumbest article I've ever read in my life. Almost as dumb as our call about millennials just now. But Kirk Cousins is not a franchise quarterback. He might be a starting quarterback for multiple franchises, but he's not a franchise quarterback. So, Connor, Tom Brady, yes or no?
Starting off tough.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
He probably will be until he's 50. No matter who he's playing for, he's a franchise quarterback. Still very young. Justin Herbert, I believe yes.
I agree with you.
He's a freak. And he hasn't won anything, right? But he's going to be a franchise quarterback.
Only quarterback ever to start off his career back-to-back 30-plus touchdown seasons.
Yeah, he's a franchise quarterback. Matthew Stafford, I thought, was just in a terrible situation for a long time in Detroit. I say franchise quarterback for Matthew Stafford. He's had a great year. Well, he's kind of slowed down at the end of the year with the Rams. But he had a pretty damn good year at the Rams. He had a pretty good damn good game last night. I say yes for Matthew Stafford. The question is, how much longer?
Yeah, he's so much the line of demarcation for me.
Like, he's 33 right now.
He's right on that line of what I consider franchise and what I don't. I lean no, just because of the playoff performances to this point. He hasn't really done anything to that level.
For the Lions.
He hasn't had the chance. So,
yesterday he has a talented group around him.
I could go either way on it.
Now, do I think a lot of quarterbacks could step in to that Rams organization and perform well? Yeah.
Yeah, Jared Goff did that.
Yes.
And went to the Super Bowl with them.
Yeah.
So
I could be wrong about Matthew Stafford. You say you lean no. I would lean yes. I don't think it's like he's Tom Brady or Justin Herbert.
Oh, yeah.
But I would lean yes because I think he's a guy that was just in a terrible situation for a long time in Detroit. Patrick Mahomes.
Absolutely. Yes.
Derek Carr is fifth on this list in passing yards this year. Derek Carr, to me, will be forever a starting quarterback in the NFL. I don't go franchise tag on Derek.
Strong Carr. Agree with you.
I don't. And there's people that are saying the Eagles should go after Derek Carr. I will say, Derek Carr is better than Jalen Hurts. He is a better quarterback. But am I going to give up two first-round picks for a guy that's just better than Jalen Hurts? No. I'm going to do it for Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers because they could bring me a Super Bowl. Derek Carr will win forever in the NFL. He'll probably be like Matt Ryan. He's always going to win.
He'll just be right around there, middle of the pack, upper middle of the pack, make the playoffs every once in a while.
He'll probably get to whatever conference he's in. He'll probably get to a championship game at one season. He probably will.
Depends where he goes, if he leaves Las Vegas. But
I don't think he's a franchise quarterback.
No, I agree with you.
In terms of what we're categorizing it as, right? Ace of the staff. Joe Burrow will be.
Yeah, already is.
Already is, yeah. This guy I have back and forth with.
The New Jersey Office of Emergency Management is conducting a test of the emergency alert system. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information or instructions. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
I just think he's better than what we as a collective fan base think because of who he plays for. Josh Allen, yes.
Yes.
Kirk Cousins, no. Aaron Rodgers, yes. Matt Ryan for people at a time, yes. No, not anymore. I thought they should have drafted quarterback last year.
Yeah, they should.
They drafted Kyle Pitts.
They're walking into the Pittsburgh situation where they're going to have like the corpse of Matt Ryan out there and no one.
I thought that was dumb. Jimmy Garoppolo, no. Mac Jones, no. I think he can win in New England with Belichick. I mean, look what happened this year. But he's another quarterback where they run the ball more. I mean, he had 22 touchdowns, 13 picks this year. Like, it's not, he didn't have that great of a season.
No.
Record-wise, he did.
The issue is everyone up in New England wants to cling to the dynasty day, so he's the next Brady.
Yeah.
No.
No, I say no for Mac Jones. Kyler Murray, he was awful yesterday. I want to say yes. I do. Look how much he missed DeAndre Hopkins. He missed him a lot. I still think he's very talented, so I lean yes. But it's very hard to say that after last night because he was missing open throws yesterday.
Yeah, I'm leaning no.
Okay.
Like, if it takes, they're still a talented offensive team with a very talented offensive-minded head coach. If you need the best wide receiver in football or one of like the top three wide receivers in football to win games, you're not a franchise quarterback.
Okay. And listen, I'm not saying yes. I want to say yes because I think he's very talented and I think
he has the ability.
He's his own kind of quarterback. Like, he does all kinds of things, right? But he came up small and missed DeAndre Hopkins a lot this year. Big Ben's cooked. Ryan Tannehill, no. Even though he's going to be a starting quarterback his entire career, no. Trevor Lawrence is, I can't answer yet, you know. He had such a bad year, but look at what the hell was going on.
Yeah, your coach is out of bars.
He's grinding with girls. Like, yeah, like, I, you know.
You got fans going to games dressed like clowns because they hate the GM.
Yeah, jury's still out on Trevor Lawrence. I'll say no right now because that's part of the exercise right now. Carson Wentz, no. Heineke, no. Goff, no. Hurts, no. Russell Wilson, I still say yes. And then the rest of the list here, Bridgewater, Mayfield, Jackson. Lamar Jackson, I say yes, but I will tell you, I don't think he ever wins a Super Bowl. I really don't.
Yeah, he's very interestingly comparable to Jalen Hurts, I think.
You see, in the regular season, he wins 13 games. Come playoff time, they scheme up how to stop him. And it's, you know, it's happened a couple times now. And this year he was hurt, which is why he's so low on this list, because I just went through passing yards.
And neither of us would say, and this is a perfect thing, neither of us would say Lamar Jackson stinks.
No, I would take Lamar over Hurts.
And we're not saying Hurts stinks in somewhat the same vein, to a lesser level,
right,
because he's earlier on his career.
But my thing is this a franchise quarterback? So on this list,
right,
Brady, Herbert, we have his locks. Mahomes, Burrow, we have his locks. Allen, Rodgers is six.
There's one more out there.
And then Russell Wilson, seven. Who did I miss?
That's it. Russell Wilson.
I said Russell. So seven. And then Lamar Jackson, I have his eight. But I think he can be stopped.
So you have Lamar.
Yeah. But I think he can be stopped. So maybe I should just put him as the fence guy. Like,
yeah,
I have Dak.
He's similar to Kyler Murray to me. Like, he's incredibly talented in the regular season. And at points, you see the abilities there. But, like, there's a part of his game that just doesn't look like it translates when it counts.
Right. All right. So let's say he's not a lock franchise quarterback, right? So your fence guys are Stafford, Carr, even though I think like fence he's leaning no, Lamar, and Kyler Murray. So that's four. I don't even have Hurts as a fence guy. So we'll discuss this more coming up. 610-632-0975. I'm up against it. We'll discuss this more. We'll get to more calls. And again, there's a reason why we did the exercise, because I just don't want to settle, and I think that's fair. I'm Andrew Salchunas, filling in for the Cuz right here on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.